Chapter 6. When we entered the hole Twitch had made into her hideout and come out the other side, it closed behind us, and I realized we were in one of the fanciest rooms I'd seen yet. It must have been for a prisoner that was meant to be kept in isolation from the others.
Twitch had taken it over and closed off all exits or entrances, meaning this could be our little safe haven.
Or, at least I thought that until I remembered the way the ship had opened up for Metallica and then that blue lady.
"Who the hell were they?"
I asked.
"The latter group, those we don't want to get involved with,"
Twitch said, and Charm simply grimaced. "No," I persisted. "I need more than that." Twitch sighed, looking me over, and said,
"Why? What makes you think you get to make demands? And why should I give two shits what you need?"
My eyes wandered around the room, taking in the supplies in one corner, what looked like food and weapons. She also had a shower in there, a toilet, a bed, and chairs. Finally, I said, "You mean, aside from the fact that Jin chose me?"
"Yes."
She sighed.
"Aside from that."
"I haven't the foggiest."
"Well, that makes two of us,"
Twitch admitted.
"Jin, he's the reason I'm here, I should tell you. So, yeah, pardon me if I don't drop my panties at his name."
"I'm not trying to get you to drop your panties. I want to know what we're doing, who we're up against."
"We're up against the whole damn prison,"
she shouted.
"Every supervillain ever incarcerated here. And that means the worst of the worst, okay?"
"What did you do?" I asked.
"None of your business."
"And you?" I turned to the fox lady, waiting for an answer. Charm shrugged, turning back to Twitch.
"We need a plan. Even if you hate Zin, you know he's right. You know this has to stop, that Ranger can't win."
Twitch moved to her supplies and pulled out a water bottle, took a swig, and then tossed it to me.
"Yes, I know."
"So?"
"What? You expected me to have a plan?"
Twitch laughed, shaking her head, then eyed me again before turning back to Charm.
"What else should I know about our boy here?"
I laughed, figuring she was joking until I saw she was watching the other woman and waiting for an answer. Charm seemed thoughtful, considering what she would say about me.
"Well, first off,"
Charm started,
"his balls are very sensitive but super smooth. It's like caressing a silk sheet with two eggs in it. Oh, and he likes a strong grip and seems to want me to use my—"
"Charm," I said, cutting her off, horrified.
"I hardly think that's what she meant." Twitch laughed.
"Hey, no secrets here. But he's right. I meant, I'm still not convinced that you don't have any powers. I don't think it's a glitch I saw, but some sort of power we haven't seen before. So, Charm, have you noticed anything out of the ordinary about him?"
She pursed her lips, then arched an eyebrow.
"And we're not talking about his penis."
"No, we're not. Unless that's the source of his superpower."
"Oh my God, ladies,"
I said, holding my hands to my face.
"I don't have any superpowers, and my penis certainly doesn't act like a magic wand."
"Not selling yourself very well,"
Charm said, earning a laugh from Twitch. "You know what I mean," I said.
"Charm,"
Twitch put her hands on her hips,
"I'm getting that you have a one-track mind, but can you focus? Powers?"
"Not that I saw,"
Charm admitted.
"But he was very brave."
"Thanks," I replied.
"Breaker, with super bravery,"
Twitch said with a chuckle.
"I can see the action figures now."
"Better than the other one," I said, trying to be funny. When they both stared at me, I added, "You know, with a super dick." They both shook their heads, and I felt like an idiot, but then noticed the slight upturn on Charm's lips. "Listen," I said, "it would be great to have powers, but I don't. Not other than what Lam gave me with her essence or whatever. I'm Chad, okay? Chad Bostwick, born and raised in Olympia, Washington. The coolest thing I could do growing up was a backflip at one of those trampoline houses, until I studied Kung Fu, and then it was a double roundhouse kick. Yeah, I'm proud of that one, but it's not a superpower. So, sorry to disappoint."
"Explain to me then why Jin chose you,"
Twitch said, now gathering some food. Stale crackers, protein bars, and a pound cake, it looked like. Still, I was excited to have a bite to eat. "He believes in me. Says there's something special I bring to the table. Hell, I don't know. Twitch handed me a portion of the food, and I scarfed it down. Charm did the same, all of us trying to consider the next move, how to get out of here. I couldn't believe that neither of them had an answer, and when I excused myself to take a piss, I tried asking Jin for more, but he wasn't responding. I walked back to find Charm briefing Twitch on how we'd met and what else had happened since then, though Twitch stopped her when Charm started making a jacking-off motion as she included that part of the story.
Listen, I'm going to rest,
Twitch said, moving to the bed in the corner and lying down.
You probably want to rinse. You stink.
Charm and I looked at each other, unsure who she was talking to. But who was I fooling? She smelled perfect, while I hadn't had a chance to clean up since that morning back on Earth. Towel? I asked. Twitch lifted her head to glare at me and then shook it.
You'll have to air dry. Don't worry, nothing we haven't seen.
I chuckled, assuming she was joking, but a quick scan of the place showed there certainly weren't any towels. At least she turned away as she lowered her head back to sleep, but no such luck with Charm. Her gaze followed me as I went to check out the shower, and then she leaned back in her chair, closing her eyes. For a moment, I wasn't sure, but damn it, I wanted to be clean.
And they were both right. I didn't have any real reason to be shy anymore.
The water steamed, so at least I knew it was hot, and I quickly undressed before hopping in. Damn, the hot water washing over me felt good. I closed my eyes, hands on the wall, as I stood there, simply letting it run over me. What the hell was I doing here? I knew the answer according to Jin, and since I had been sentenced to life in prison, or death, or whatever, being here in a prison made sense in a way. It was just the wrong prison. But my brother had been the one, not me. Even that didn't make sense. He'd always been the hero between the two of us. At one time, when I was a senior and he was a junior in high school and a bunch of pricks were picking on Angela or Nay, he was the one to step up to them, not me. Of course, the minute one threw a punch his way, I was in the fight, throwing roundhouse kicks and flipping those assholes onto their backs. We'd taken them down, but that wasn't anything special. Him being the hero, me being the one who would stand back and wait until it was clear, I had no choice. That was how it went. Then he'd gone off to the military after graduating, gotten super secretive, and now we barely heard anything from him. Maybe there had been a mistake here. This Jin character had picked up the wrong brother, and it was Andrew who was supposed to be here, getting his cock stroked by a weird fox lady. Not that I was complaining about that, as weird as it was. Plus, there was the point that I'd seen some woman take him. Maybe Andrew was one of the other heroes. That was something I made a note to ask Jin about later. A noise startled me, and I looked up to see the shape and color of flesh through the fogged shower wall, then a flash of tail. Charm was naked, now walking my way. I gulped, my little soldier quickly standing at attention, and then the door was open and steam was moving out around her, caressing her perky breasts, the neatly trimmed trail of her pubic hair that led down to her beautiful pussy.
I was thinking,
she said, stepping into the shower with me, pressing her body against mine.
Now that you're clean, and since we've found Twitch and gotten her on our team.
She didn't have to say any more. I knew where this was going, and leaned in, moaning in anticipation before pressing my mouth against hers. My body ached with the need to take her right there, but she pushed me back, said,
I'll be needing my mouth.
And then she lowered herself to her knees, caressing my abs and then my ass, kissing my hip, my thigh, hand caressing my slick cock. She looked up at me with those wide green eyes, rubbed my cock along her cheek, and then turned her face into it, tongue out so that she licked it before wrapping her lips around the tip. First, she brought her lips together, pulling back and kissing it as she stroked it, then stared up at me again, a flicker of confusion flashing through her eyes.
Sorry,
she said as she pulled back.
I don't really know what I'm supposed to do.
Another moan of desire from me, and I cocked my head, debating how to describe a proper blowjob.
Just,
another voice said, and I turned to see that Twitch was lying in bed, able to see us perfectly through the open door. She was watching, too, and I was pretty sure her hand was down her pants, touching herself.
Just take it in your mouth as you stroke it. Treat it like a popsicle you've been craving your whole life. Like a present from the gods that you can't get enough of. All the while moving your hand up and down.
She paused, closed her eyes, and then licked her lips before adding.
And cup his balls, too. See if he likes that.
Her eyes opened again, and she stared at us, waiting.
You can join,
Charm said, then turned to grin up at me. I wasn't protesting.
No, I don't think so,
Twitch said, staying where she was.
Just try it like I said.
Yes, ma'am.
Charm looked back up at me, a bit nervous, and reached to close the door.
I didn't say to do that,
Twitch said, annoyed. Charm almost laughed, but instead turned back to me, cupping my balls in one hand while the other started to work my cock, up and down, her mouth following, just like Twitch had said. She moaned as if she'd never enjoyed something quite so much as she did so, only gagging once or twice. Meanwhile, I couldn't help glancing up every once in a while to see Twitch there, watching us, hand clearly moving beneath her pants. Her eyes closed, fluttered open, closed again, and then she let out a long, high-pitched squeal that felt very out of place for her, before laying back, panting heavily.
Oh, fuck no!
Charm said, taking a break to glance back over her shoulder.
She beat us!
Her hand started moving faster on my cock, skin slapping against mine in an increasingly fast sound. I didn't know it was a race, I said, reaching out to the wall with one hand for balance, caressing her breast and then fondling her nipple with the other.
Next time it damn well will be,
she replied, then stuck out her tongue and started slapping the head of my cock against it with each stroke. You... Sure, I can't.
Shut up,
she said, engulfing it again and then going back to the fast strokes.
Cover me, smother me, do it. Come, come.
I want to fuck you, I said, and she laughed.
Not yet. I want to take it slow.
This is, oh, fuck, your idea of taking it. A spasm went through my body and I almost fell over, but she put my cock in her mouth, grabbing my ass to help me balance. Slow?
She didn't answer verbally, just pulled my ass into a rhythm while she moved her head so that I was essentially skull-fucking her.
Everything felt warm, tingly. Then the warmth focused in my lower abdomen and my thighs cramped as I felt my cock throb, grow to the point of exploding, and then... release.
Holy shit, that was amazing,
I said, trying to keep my balance. She swallowed, then kept going. Gently now, licking, pulling, sending new spasms through my body. At last she was done and moved her head to the side of it, running her tongue along it as she turned to see Twitch. I looked up too, and sure enough, Twitch was watching hungrily. When she saw us looking, though, she frowned, turned away, and pretended to be sleeping again, as if we hadn't seen her watching. Charm giggled, stood and pressed her wet body against mine, feeling my semi-hard cock pressed up against her clit, and said,
I like the build-up. I like the tease.
She leaned in, whispering in my ear.
When it's time, I'm going to come so fucking hard you won't know whether you're killing me or making me orgasm.
I don't actually want to be confused in that regard, I noted. She laughed.
Hey, I'm still learning what turns you on. Note to self, potentially killing me, not on the list. Good.
I laughed now, too, watching as she wiped the edge of her mouth with her index finger, then sucked on the finger.
Pineapple.
She giggled, then pushed me out of the shower.
Air dry. I'm gonna rinse off.
The door closed and I stood there, butt-ass naked, feeling very relieved and confused. Standing there like that, wondering how long this air-drying thing would take, I started thinking about everything going on and wondering what the hell was wrong with me. My life was at risk. An entire galaxy, maybe the universe, threatened, and here I was getting blowjobs in a prison shower. At least I wasn't giving them in the prison shower I'd been sentenced to, but this felt a bit too good to be true. Also irresponsible.
Chad,
Twitch said, and I turned to see what she was doing, then had to hold back a laugh. She was clearly sleeping, but her hand had found her pussy again, a smile on her lips, and again she said my name. A snore came 2 seconds later, then she rolled back over. I stared at her green hair, wondering if that was natural or part of this superpower thing, like the ears and tail of Charm. It hit me that Twitch might have been testing me, not really asleep at all, Regardless, I thought, with a glance down at my swollen, now limp dick, there was no way the little soldier would be up for more fun that night. Another thought hit me. Was it night? Up here, there really wasn't much way to tell that I was aware of. What I did know was that I needed sleep. The excitement and terror had exhausted me, and after an orgasm like that, I couldn't imagine staying on my feet a moment longer. I took my shirt, wondering how much it really was a shirt versus some essence of a superhero named Lamb, and wished I had a towel. It transformed into a towel, and I grinned. Damn, this could come in handy. The idea of it being connected to a female superhero only entered my mind twice as I dried myself, but I quickly told myself to stop thinking about it that way. All it did was make me feel uncomfortable and nervous. When I was done, I experimented by turning it into body armor and grinned. Next, I sat it on the corner of the bed and thought about it becoming pajamas, but nothing happened. I frowned, then realized I hadn't been touching it this time. When I picked it up again with the thought of pajamas, it became a onesie with duckies on it.
"Probably have to be specific,"
Charm said, emerging from the shower. I had been so distracted I hadn't even realized that the water was off. The low light reflected off her damp chest, a trickle of water moving down from her belly button and holding her hair together between her thighs. It was enough to make me want her all over again, but she looked as exhausted as I felt. Besides, it'd been very clear that it wasn't time for me to please her yet, which baffled me. Sure, I was exhausted, but I wanted so badly to push her back on that chair, spread her legs, and bury my face in her pussy. "How about this?" I said, changing the onesie into an outfit similar to what they wore. It wasn't as comfortable, but allowed me to look like one of the prisoners. She nodded approvingly, then had a second thought.
"Maybe I could borrow the towel?"
I considered this, not sure what would happen if it went into someone else's hands. Stepping forward, I focused on making it a towel again and then began to dry her. She grinned, loving being treated like a queen, and said,
"You missed a spot,"
as she turned her ass to me. Oh my God, that ass. Perfectly rounded, small dimples above the butt cheeks. I gave it a light slap and she grinned.
"I swear by Oram,"
Butch said groggily.
"If you kids don't get some sleep, I'm cutting off both of your genitals."
That killed the mood right away, and we dressed, curling up on a blanket in the corner. She pressed her ass up against me, and I wrapped my arm around her, cupping her breast and breathing in her scent. As I drifted off to sleep, my thoughts returned to fantasies of spreading her legs, my tongue exploring her inner thigh, tracing the lips of her pussy, and then I was out.